Hey.
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 Hey. Give me five today. Songs with hey in the title.
No. I didn't know that's what you were doing.
And also that freeway game. If you see a barrel of hay on a truck, you try and get someone to say, what? What?
Yeah, everybody knows that game.
Yeah, it's my favorite. You know, we've been playing it for years. What are you doing, you bastard?
So ridiculous.
How the hell are you, you bastard?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah. Good, man.
All right. Worst stripper songs today.
Are there any bad stripper songs?
Yes.
If they're going to take clothes off, I'm on board. You know, who cares what it's on?
Agree.
But there's some ones.
But
that
there
would
are
be...
some that are worse than others.
Yeah. We can have a stripper in to...
I have some video.
Oh, sweet.
That I will post.
Ah, why is this a radio station?
And it's pretty awful. There was a bear attack. I don't know if you saw this story.
What could
it
be
happened? It happened a little bit ago, like a month or two ago.
Uh-huh.
And it grabbed a guy by his head and threw him.
Oh, really?
Can you imagine?
Animals are getting pissed. You know,
they really are.
Ocean animals.
They've had it with us.
I don't blame them. Can't blame them at all.
And we're going to do People Are Dumb
people
today.
People Are Dumb.
As well on 95.5 KLOS. I am here to tell you that people are dumb.
I have run into that myself.
People are dumb. Oh. When you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Slugo, they ought to know.
Bing. Now, I don't normally do stories about spiders because... I had a brown recluse bite me.
Not a fan of spiders. Were you ever a fan of spiders? Like, as a kid, you never let them play on your hand?
No, God, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But I wasn't scared of them,
right,
per se, like I am
now.
You
mocked folk who were scared of
them. Yes, I used to make fun of people who were scared of spiders.
Just a spider. Until...
Now I kill them dead.
Because?
Because a brown recluse bit me near my neck, and it was a six-month process. The skin died...
It was, dead skin. It was like leprosy.
And I had to get a skin graft from skin on the side of my head.
And you still have a scar.
I do. I'll have it forever.
Ended your modeling career, as
it
I recall.
It did. Yeah, that was rough.
But yeah.
But this one is an 8-year-old boy in Bolivia. He ended up in the hospital after allowing himself to be bitten by a dangerous black widow spider.
What do you mean allowed himself to?
He turned
exactly
over
does
a
that
rock.
Work? Uh-huh.
And there was a spider there.
Yeah.
And he picked up the spider.
Why?
And put it on the back of his hand.
Like I was just saying, some kids like to play with spiders.
Yes.
But you got to know what the poisonous ones if you're going to do something like that.
You would think so. But this kid did it.
Yeah.
And in order to become...
Spider-Man. Oh, no. No.
Yep.
No.
Yes.
He needs to sue Marvel.
He was reportedly playing near a river close to his house, turned over a big rock, discovered a black widow spider without realizing the consequences of being bitten by a highly poisonous spider. He grabbed it and put it on the back of his hand in hopes of being bitten.
So that maybe he could fly around the city and maybe
start
becoming a superhero and wear tights.
Yep.
I never wanted to wear the tights. I wanted the capes. That all the superheroes.
Yeah, of course, everybody wants a cape.
But I want the tights.
No one wants the tights.
So he shouldn't have gone for that, and he would have been fine today.
He started having symptoms like body aches and intense muscle spasms.
Man. Wow.
Initially, the boy didn't say anything to his mom, but after about 3 hours of this.
All right, Mom.
I got bit by a spider, so she took him to the hospital.
Bit by a spider, and now you're telling me, why did you wait? Would be that question you don't want to hear.
Yes, of course. And he didn't know what kind of spider it was.
But he described it.
So he went to the hospital, and he had to describe it for them. And they took him to a couple of different hospitals.
Oh, man, that's fun. Getting sicker and sicker the whole
and
time. Not turning into Spider-Man.
And finally, they figured out that it was a black widow and gave him the anti-venom.
Oh, damn.
Yep.
Wow.
This is the official statement. These black spiders with red backs are black widows.
Durr.
They do not cause anyone to become Spider-Man. That's the official statement.
They do not cause anyone to become Spider-Man. Please make a note of it.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You know, a lot of great songs about betrayal, but that's one of my favorites. The Clash from Combat Rock, 1979, Train in Vain. Such a great song. That was a gooder.
Do you remember the Fire Festival?
Nope.
It was supposed to happen in 2017 in the Caribbean.
Vaguely.
And a bunch of, I think a lot of influencers, in quotes.
Oh, they're the best. They're cool.
Were all going, and all on social media about
it. You said this was 17. That was certainly the height of that nonsense. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It notoriously unfolded as a complete disaster after it was heavily promoted by social media influencers as a luxurious weekend in paradise.
Well, that's beginning to sound familiar.
Where attendees would rub shoulders with celebrities. Eat top-notch food and see performances by artists such as Blink-182, Migos, and Major Lazer.
Dang.
But when the attendees, who'd spent thousands of dollars on tickets, arrived, there was huge disorganization, half-built tent, and caterers' food that was little more than limp cheese sandwiches.
There you go. How was this limp cheese sandwich? How much did you pay to get here?
Can you imagine
that?
In 2018... this guy that was behind the fire festival, McFarlane, was sentenced to 6 years in prison.
Whoa!
He pled guilty to charges of wire fraud, bank fraud, making false statement to federal law enforcement.
Dang.
And the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York. Prosecutors said in the statement at the time that he had defrauded fire festival investors and ticket vendors of about $26 million.
So straight up, there was actually enough money to make it happen, but he just pocketed it,
And then he participated in a separate sham ticket scam in which he sold bogus tickets to fashion, music, and sporting events
I think you're not going to get caught.
While on bail.
Really?
Yes. He was released from prison last year. He served 4 years out of six.
Yeah.
And he just went on his Instagram page.
Yeah.
This past Sunday.
No.
And said that tickets for Fire Festival 2 are now on sale.
With amazing cheese sandwiches available.
And then he updated his social media that the first batch of tickets were already sold out.
I'd
just like to say at this point.
I hope that's not true.
If at this point, if you're giving Billy McFarlane money,
what is wrong with you?
That's on you, dude.
Yeah,
because
seriously.
This guy is a scam artist of the best.
I mean, seriously,
that's insane. $26 million he took.
Woo-wee.
He said, in his statement, he said, yeah, I really thought about things while I was in isolation.
How to do it even better this time. To get caught.
And I figured out how to do it and actually make it work and blah, 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 blah.
I'll only spend 2 years this time. I can do a couple. I can do it. I got no problem.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
The people still, I don't know if people are giving him money or if he's lying.
Yeah, I tend to think, sold out or whatever is just, you better get your tickets to the next whatever. Yeah, we're going to release some tickets.
Creates demand, yeah.
We got some more cheese sandwiches for you.
So don't give him money.
Fire Festival 2.
Scam. Allegedly. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Songs with "Hey" in the title coming up at 5 o'clock on Gimme Five today. Hey, hey, hey!
Is it H-E-Y, H-A-Y?
Mm-hmm. Whatever you like.
Both. All right. It's time for animal stories. You never want to run into a bear, right?
No.
That seems like a bad surprise.
Brown bears, you're supposed to just stand still and not move and hope they don't rip you to pieces. Black bears, you make loud noises. Hey, hey, hey! And they go away.
Are you positive it's that way? Because if I was faced with a bear, I would go, I don't remember what you do with brown or black.
Browns are the really nasty ones. They're just going to tear you to shreds, and you don't have a chance. But black might be like, hey, what are you doing? Oh, why are you yelling? And they run off.
John Schwartz, 60, and his wife Lori in Pennsylvania were watching TV in their home at the end of July when he remembered he forgot to turn off a hose that was filling an inflatable pool.
Okay, all right. Okay.
So he went out to his garage.
Is it evening and dark? I assume?
I don't think so, because the video, you can see some of what's going on.
Okay, all right.
But he just goes out there mindlessly and finds himself flying through the air. Like, I don't even think he saw the bear.
Right, he's just about to walk up and turn off the water, and all of a sudden he's in midair.
He's in midair, and hears a growl. Here's the story.
Montour County man is continuing to heal from injuries he received from being attacked by a bear in his garage Thursday evening.
Felt the impact of something hitting me, and it was very quick and loud.
Thursday evening, John Schwartz was filling up a kiddie pool on the side of his house for his granddaughter.
Thursday evening.
Thursday evening.
He was filling up a pool.
Once the pool was filled, he walked into his garage to turn off the hose, unknowingly startling a hungry bear rummaging through his trash.
Boo! Can I mean, you if you imagine? Live in that, you know, you live in the desert, you look for snakes. You just get used to
keeping
an eye open for snakes.
But you probably haven't seen a bear every day for the last 6 months. So you don't think about it.
Yeah, I would guess. I suppose. Yeah, sure. Okay.
Head hurt and it knocked me against the wall. Little did we know till we received the video as to what happened outside. I didn't even realize I fell over the bear.
Fell over the bear!
After he flew against the wall, he turned, and the bear, by the way, bit him on the head.
Oh, man. Wow.
A bear bit a guy on the head.
And he's alive to talk about.
So he grabs his head, and he's trying to stop the bleeding.
Ow.
And he turns around to go back and trips over the bear.
That is a crap night.
And that
in the
time,
garage.
The bear did nothing. Because
oh, really?
He's like, I'm just so happy because...
Wait a second, you're not scared. I'm scared of you.
And continued on the sidewalk holding my head. Of course, continued into the house to retrieve a washcloth.
I'm going to retrieve a washcloth.
You're going to bring the bear into the house. Hey, there's more tasty morsels in here that won't put
her
up
a fight.
Her
name is Lori. She's 59.
She's well marinated.
Get on my head. I knew I had injuries and blood coming down.
The startled bear bit John on top of his head as it quickly made its way out of the garage. John ran into his living room to his shocked wife, who quickly called 911 and frantically helped cover his wound.
I'll never forget. It was horrible, but we're very lucky that that's all that happened.
Yeah, she's like,
The fact that he's walking around now.
No kidding.
With superficial wounds, by the way.
Yeah.
That's all.
Why didn't I ever get a call like that at 911?
From a bear biting him on the top of his head.
And it didn't, I mean, you probably got worse from your spider bite.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually still there. We can see it. I bet he's going to heal up.
F this guy. So as you know, the writers and the actors are striking.
Yep.
To try and get their share of the money that the studios make on their talent.
They are seriously now raking in dollars, and they're sending them mites. They're giving them just mite, little tiny pieces of...
Not even a penny?
Penny dust. No, it really isn't by
it
comparison.
It is absurd, yes.
It
by comparison.
Yeah.
That's the thing to remember.
Yep.
So they were picketing outside Amazon, and the stripper union...
Okay.
Do you remember the
stripper? I do, North Hollywood.
Well, there's a North Hollywood strip club where they unionized
the strippers. Yeah, which is amazing.
So
it's
the
awesome.
Strippers union went to the Amazon.
To show support.
To show support.
Oh, cool. Good for them.
And they brought a pole.
Yeah, they did.
And they did karaoke.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they let people come up and sing the song, and then they would strip to it.
Oh, my God. During the strike. You see, now, where's a picket line like that? We can go to that,
agreed. Who knew that was all going to happen? This is the song that the first person took the stage and sang.
Okay.
And I got to say, this is hilarious.
Okay.
Because he's going to do this song while
she's stripping. Okay.
minutes.
Take it off!
525,000 moments OD.
Make it rain!
525,600 minutes. How do you measure? Measure a year.
How do you measure
that? You can't. There's no way to do that. But that's a hilarious
that
choice.
That is. That's classic.
And
that's
it got just, me thinking. I think we have more stripper songs that are good on this radio station than any other.
That is 100% true. I mean, well, you know, The Wave plays some pretty great stripper music, you know.
But
every time I listen to The Wave, I start taking clothes off. You know?
But the fact that that guy went up and sang a song from Rent, the play.
Is that what that's from?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Hilarious.
That's classic.
So we'd like to take your calls for the worst stripper songs.
Oh, what would be terrible to have
what
to strip to?
What would be terrible to have to strip
to? But you want to watch him strip.
So
you know, it'd be interesting.
Then this guy got up and tried to do a little... what's the song that we got to play on KZZP in Phoenix?
Oh, which one?
Def Leppard.
No, Pour Some Sugar on Me. Okay, right.
So he's like, we need to turn this thing around.
Yeah.
And he got up and sang Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Right.
And this is what it sounded like.
I'd rather hear the other one. I mean,
well,
I don't care which
the other one was beautifully done
right.
in the studio. I don't have video of the first one.
Let's hear him again. That is what you'd expect to hear in a club, though. That is more
that is true,
accurate,
man.
Actually. I had a couple friends who were...
That's a great strip song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple friends who were DJs at strip clubs. Boy, I just almost said what the usual phrase is for those places, but never mind.
Yep.
Bars. Blank bars.
I'd like to throw out Once in a Lifetime that we just played.
Yeah,
by talking
there you go.
Maybe
strip
not,
to back.
Maybe not a great song for a stripper. We do have songs on this radio station that are horrible to strip to.
Okay.
And that's what we're looking for.
Right.
818-955-KLOS. The worst stripper songs.
Like, if you were suddenly thrust into the world of stripperdom, what would be the song you would be, oh, no, I can't take my clothes off and make this sexy on stage, too? What would it be?
I mean, I like to think about the person that's going in and watching, but listen, you can have
I'm
either way.
I'm picturing stripping, for sure. I consider it about every once a week. I'm like, yeah, maybe I should pick that up.
We play a lot of good songs for strippers.
Yeah, that's a fact.
But we want the worst stripper songs. 818-955-KLOS. We are talking about the worst songs to strip to.
You know, you got to pick carefully what you're going to get on stage and remove your clothing to.
Correct.
It can't be... what was the one that I don't even know? Oh, from Rent, this tender love song, sort of horrible noise. That's a hard one to
Seasons
strip to.
Of Life.
Yeah,
yes.
You can't strip to that.
No,
nope.
No. So, what is the worst stripper song?
Cats in the Cradle.
Perfect, right out the gate. Boom.
When you coming, when you coming home, son, I don't know why, but we'll get together then.
That's just as good as the original,
son.
Take your clothes off.
That is great. Thank
you. Perfect. Thanks, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Sound of Silence.
The Sounds of Silence.
Simon and Garfunkel. That
Very
would be hard
good.
To be hot to.
Even in my wildest fantasies, I can't picture it.
No, agreed. Hello, darkness, my old friend. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, worst strip songs.
The national anthem would be really horrible.
Even if it was Jimi Hendrix playing
it. That would not go well.
I have to agree.
Did you see Fergie at the halftime of the NBA All-Star game? She sang the national anthem and tried to do it all sexy? And they showed people in the audience that were, like, trying desperately to not laugh.
Oh, my God.
Because it was so bad.
Any of them start to strip because they were, like, inspired?
Nope.
Dude, perfect example. Thank you. 818-955-KLOS.
The worst stripper songs.
Strip! 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 Take it off!
I wish you'd stop yelling at me.
Why are you taking it off?
I wish you'd stop yelling at me. That's hurting my feelings.
What if I play some Barry Manilow? Would that make you want to take
Absolutely.
Your clothes off?
Absolutely. We are talking about the worst songs to strip to.
All right, worst stripper song.
Yep.
Dust in the Wind by Kansas.
Ah,
excellent.
That's a good one.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I love it. Perfect. KLOS, hello.
Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
I don't think that's in Jumbo's clown room repertoire.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Now, I got a recommendation for you for the worst strip song.
Yes, please.
Randy Newman wrote the incredible You Can Leave Your Hat On, Very Sexy.
Yes, agreed.
He also wrote Pants, which is basically him just screaming, I'm going to take off my pants over and over again, and how no one can stop him. It's hilarious.
I don't know. I might try stripping to that. I might give it a go.
I love it.
It could work.
You need to put it up on YouTube if you do.
Will do. Thanks, dude. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. Oh, my goodness. So nervous. First time caller, long time listener.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Wanted to throw my suggestion out there.
Yeah,
and
do it.
I got How to Save a Life by The Fray.
Perfect.
That is a perfect suggestion. Thank you.
A lovely non-stripper song.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
You make people want to put their clothes on. KLOS, hello.
Hi, Kevin and Flegel. How you guys doing?
We are great. Thank you. Worst stripper song.
New Forte from Slipknot. Can you imagine somebody going?
Nope. No, I cannot. I love that. Thank
Perfect.
You.
Perfect. Thank you.
Strip. Strip, 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 strip.
Songs you can't strip to. 818-955-KLOS. I've stripped to that one a few times. Aerosmith, Sweet Emotion.
Yeah, of course.
I mean,
your time with Chippendales?
Yes. Yeah. Quite the routine to that one.
Of course. You're known for it. You don't have to ask me. We're talking about the worst songs to strip to. We have time for one more. What do you got?
Muskrat Love.
Give me five.
Hand them over.
Where's that? Oh, there we go. So, songs with the word hey in the title.
Correct.
There's actually, you know, I think I read somewhere that hey is one of the most used words in rock songs.
Is that right?
Yeah,
H-E-Y.
Like, yep. Just love to scream hey. But not all of them turn up in the titles. If you can think of something, 818-955-KLOS or...
On Twitter, at Kevin and Sluggo.
Steely Dan? Yes! I'll go with that. I don't think I've played that song on the radio since a station called Copa 100 in Phoenix. Alan Kaith requested that. Love it. Hey 19, Steely Dan. I love Steely Dan.
We are doing Give Me Five Songs with Hey in the title.
Getting some really good suggestions, too.
From Blended Emotions. Hey, hey, what can I do? By Led Zeppelin.
A fine plan. You know what I want?
What do you want?
I want to hear more from those humans right there. Filter.
Filter.
I loved that stuff that they cranked out. That would be nice. Maybe sometime down the line from Short Bus 1995. Hey, man, nice shot. It's all about hey.
We are doing Give Me Five, the songs with hey in the title. And what do you got?
We got a couple that have suggested this one from Jimi Hendrix.
Yes. G-Unit 1111. And Mariah.
And it's taking a dark turn, the hey countdown. Yeah! Is a word that's used a lot in songs.
That is correct.
Love is way the hell up there. And there's not a ton of songs with hey in the title, but they sure like to scream it a lot.
Jeff in Sunland wanted to hear Hey Ladies by the Beastie Boys.
Well done, Jeff in Sunland. All right, so one more, and it's another cheerful one. It's weird, the word hey turns up in the title in some pretty dark stuff.
Yeah.
Love this one from the wall. Dude, I was going through your wallet just a minute ago.
You were?
Yeah, you left it in here when you're out of the studio.
I did.
And you only got like $2.
Huh.
That's no good. We need to get you some money.
I need a dollar. Dollar, that's what I need.
I can use a third.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, so let's get you some money, shall we? It's one American dollar, and this time the subject for young Kevin is the longest movies in history.
The longest movies in history?
That were hits. Now, there's some, like, crazy movies out there. There's one, I guess, some foreign film that's, like, 7 hours long.
What?
Yeah, we're not talking about that. We're talking about American films. And I'll give you a little hint. Most of them are classic films.
Okay.
Most of them are pretty darn old back in the day when they actually had, you know, they'd paid the sitter and they'd gone to the big theater.
So
and
we're not talking about Oppenheimer.
Right,
which
exactly.
Was over 3 hours.
Was it? No, yeah, that one's not on the list.
Okay.
This is from Newsweek, by the way.
All right.
And it is basically the 10 of the biggest and longest big hit movies. If you would like to start taking a guess, you go right ahead, sir.
I would say, what's known for being long? I would say, Godfather.
The Godfather?
Yes.
I'm going to, you know, it's funny because I figured you would probably say that. I'm going to give it to you because it's really The Godfather Part 2 that made this list in Newsweek.
Oh.
But, you know, The Godfather, they're all pretty long.
I'll take it.
Yeah. So we'll give you that.
I'll take it.
You just got to have 4 out of the 10 and you get, what is it, 6 guesses?
6 guesses.
And I would do,
What is known?
By the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spend One American Dollar at Yamava and maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit yamava.com. Tell about the wind.
I know Gone with the Wind is old and super long.
You ever seen that in a theater?
No.
They actually had an intermission. I saw it one time. It was a reissue in the late 70s or something. And they actually had an intermission.
No
Everybody
kidding.
Went out and bought some popcorn.
Went back in and sat down?
Yeah, for the next
so
2 hours.
So that's correct?
Correct.
Sweet.
3 hours and 58 minutes. From 1939, that is a long-ass movie. And not really worth it when you get down to
No,
it
really wasn't.
Not really. Nope.
Most of them aren't, I think. I think if you have a great movie, you can tell it in under 3 hours.
Well, that's what
hours.
We were talking about, and that's what made me think of it. We were just talking the other day about songs that are too long and movies that are too long. And, you know, I would say that most of these are pretty darn... could be edited. You could leave a little on the floor.
The Titanic?
The Titanic.
What is that?
Oh, sorry, man.
Mm.
That was just not only too long, but too... Blech. I hate that movie.
How do you hate it? Everyone dies.
Well, that's true. You're right. I'm rethinking my stance on the Titanic.
Wow, I don't know other old movies.
Well, they're not all old. I mean, most of them are classic.
They're not all old.
Yeah.
How many are since 1980?
Since 1980. One, two, three. Looks like three of them. And you you got one of them. Well, that's not even Godfather 70. So yeah, just three of them are from that from post 1980.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know movies before then because I don't watch them.
You go flipping around Turner Classic movies.
I really don't.
And keep on trucking. Although now they're like, you know, they're Cheech and Chong movies. It's not quite like what it was originally.
I always feel like there's something new that I should be watching, so I don't spend a lot of time
sure.
going back.
Yeah.
And especially movies that are super long.
Yeah.
Wow, I don't know, man.
I do like, well, let's see, most of these... They're okay. Some of them are meh.
I don't know. I'm going to throw in the towel.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, but your dollar.
Yeah,
oh,
but I don't. I can't look, think of any more.
Look how beautiful this dollar is. Does it inspire you to think of one more film, one more motion picture presentation?
I can't think of another one this long.
No. Well, Spartacus.
Spartacus, I would have never come up with.
Yeah, I wouldn't have either. That's a Kubrick movie, though. Did you know
yeah,
that?
Stanley
he
Kubrick,
likes
yeah.
He likes long films.
Sure.
You got The Godfather, Lord of the Rings, The Return
Lord
of the King.
Lord of the Rings! Yep. Yes.
Do you like the smell of napalm in the morning? Apocalypse Now.
Apocalypse Now.
On the list.
Yep.
That comes in at 3 hours and 22 minutes.
I love that, but wouldn't have thought of it.
Scorsese's, yeah, because it doesn't seem long, because it's so good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The Irishman. From
oh, 2019. That's right. That was recent.
Yeah, that's 3.5 hours.
On Netflix or something.
Cleopatra comes in at 4.
Would have never guessed.
Me either. 1963, Ben-Hur with Chuck. Mr. Heston, 1959, 3 hours and 32 minutes. A movie I really do like. Peter O'Toole, Lawrence of Arabia is Don't, on the
I've
list.
I've never seen
Love
it.
Love that movie. It's a great one. Once Upon a Time in America, Sergio Leone. An 84, you're asking, 3 hours and 49 minutes. And at the top of the list, Gone with the Wind.
So what I got number one.
Movie. Yeah!
I didn't get four, but I got number one.
Yeah, you get 27 cents for that.
Right. Bullets miraculously ricochet off man's head.
Whoa. Wow. Talk about a hard head.
A Mexican man can consider himself lucky to be alive. He was shot in the head at least 2 times.
Wow.
At close range.
What? With an actual proper gun?
On August 2nd, we'll talk about that in a second. On August 2nd, the man referred to as only Francisco by Mexican media was strolling through Mexico City.
Francisco, that's fun to say.
And a man approached him named Carlos and shot him in the head at close range 2 times.
Good afternoon. I'll be your shooter in the head today. My name is Carlos.
Instead of going through Francisco's head, the point blank shots ricocheted off his skull.
What? What?
They didn't break his skull. They ricocheted off of it.
He's the Terminator. He's from the future.
He had minor flesh wounds. That's all.
'Tis but a flesh wound.
So here's why they say it was a miraculous combination of...
Yeah.
The bullets used by the assailants were really old,
okay.
And the gunpowder unusually damp.
Huh. Damp. Okay.
This, combined with the fact that the gun was a really small caliber and had a very short barrel...
Wow.
Which affected the velocity and the overall piercing power...
So size does matter.
...of the bullets. Instead of piercing the man's skull, they bounced off of his skull, and he just has some minor cuts.
All right, so someone walks up to you with a gun.
Yes.
Fires at
yes.
blank close range.
Right.
You know you just got hit
twice.
Aren't you thinking?
Of course.
I'm gonna die any second.
Of course.
This has got to be the end. I gotta call my wife. This
is
terrible.
Like, I can still see. This is weird.
That's very weird.
He reaches up. There's some blood there, but not a lot.
Well, I'd start to think you like Superman or something.
You ricocheted off his head, Francisco.
Wow, well done, Francisco.
For the win.
Woo!
That's crazy.
Hello.
Hi, you got a nickname?
I had diverticulitis, and they took out a piece of my colon, so they called me semicolon.
My dad dubbed me with the name Super Duper Pooper Scooper.
We were chlorinating some water, and I got sprayed in the face. They called me Money Shot.
My brothers all called me Horny Corny.
So when I was 18, you have to pick out a nickname when you get registered as a state prisoner. And I didn't know that stuck, so I chose the nickname Chupacabra. So ever since 2008, I've been called Chupacabra every time I've been pulled over by the police.
Hey, when I was a little kid, my parents used to call me Buck.
Next time you have business at Engelmeyer Crane... Seek out Monica. She works there, and she's always got KLOS on. And we love her for that.
Well
Monica.
Done, Monica.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, too good at raising hell. Then this is the Struts. And, you know, usually it's always good to hear what other people have to say about people's music.
Yeah.
But I like what they had to say themselves about their fourth studio album that's going to be out in November. They said, this record showcases each individual member's strength. It's some of our favorite music, hands down, we've ever conjured up. And it's the record everybody's been waiting for.
Fantastic.
I think they're pretty excited about it.
It's
going to be out in November. It's called Pretty Vicious, the album. And that is the Struts and Too Good at Raising Hell. So if you're a fan of Talking Heads, Once in a Lifetime there, they're Stop Making Making Sense concert film. Just an incredible archive of what they, David Byrne and them, were able to do back in the early 80s. Incredible movie. And there's now a new deluxe edition of the Talking Heads Stop Making Sense soundtrack with three new live versions, just recently released a few days ago, including Cities. If you're a fan of Talking Heads and you remember Stop Making Sense, the movie, dig out that live version of Cities and maybe pick up the entire new remastered deluxe edition that's available. There are UFOs over New York. Remember when John Lennon said he saw one, a UFO, from his apartment in New York City? That happened on this day in rock in 1974. The degree that Brian May of Queen had earned became official on this day in rock in 2007. He got himself a PhD in astrophysics.